This is day 44 of St. Mark's Church Journey Through the Psalms for Lent. Thursday the 14th of April, Maundy Thursday, the day when the church traditionally remembers the Last Supper and Jesus' agony in Gethsemane. And we're reading Psalm 137. I'm reading from the New International Version. By the rivers of Babylon we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. There on the poplars we hung our harps, for there our captors asked us for songs. Our tormentors demanded songs of joy. They said, "Sing us one of your songs of Zion." How can we sing the songs of the Lord while in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill. May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I do not consider you, if I do not consider Jerusalem my highest joy. Remember, O Lord, what the Edomites did on the day Jerusalem fell. Tear it down, they cried. Tear it down to its foundations. O daughter of Babylon, doomed to destruction, happy is he who repays you for what you've done to us, he who seizes your infants and dashes them against the rocks. This psalm stands almost alone in the Psalter. That's the Bible's collection of 150 psalms. First of all, it's probably the last psalm that was written. It will have been written during Judah's exile in Babylon, hundreds of years after King David and his famous psalms like Psalm 23. Secondly, it contains some of the most violent and shocking images in any psalm, possibly in the Bible. I won't read the last verse again, but you heard it. A cry of anguish and hatred that tunes in almost too well with the very darkest of human experiences and emotions. The Bible never hides from these, even when, as here, they are not endorsed in any way. Thirdly, it is a psalm without any hope. A psalm of utter desolation, where the only emotions are grief, sadness, despair and anger. And the psalm reminds us of another day of desolation, the day that we celebrate on today's church calendar, Maundy Thursday. Just as the people of Judah felt utterly abandoned by God in Babylon, so Jesus prayed alone at Gethsemane. Just as they felt overwhelmed by the apparent victory of evil over good, so Jesus sweated blood as he contemplated what was to come, the scourging and crucifixion of the next day, and the cup of God's wrath that he had to drink all alone. But Psalm 137 is not the final word in the Old Testament. The people in exile were promised, in books like Isaiah, Ezekiel and Jeremiah, a return from exile. The books of Ezra and Nehemiah tell us about this and when it happened. And Gethsemane is not the end of Jesus' story. Yes, Good Friday came with all the cruelty and evil focused on the precious and innocent flesh of Jesus. But just as Judah's exile came to an end, so God brought to an end the exile of Jesus' death on the day of resurrection, and thus allowed us to return from our self-imposed exile in sin into the Father's house and his presence. Times of darkness are part of life, but the cross was followed by the resurrection, meaning that the end of our story, if we trust in that cross and experience that resurrection, is one in which we can place the strongest and most certain of hopes. So let's reflect on a God who never lets his people stay permanently in exile, whether in Babylon or in the deeper exile of sin and death, and whose own son experienced the agony of anticipating and experiencing an unjust criminal's death to set us free. So let's finish with a prayer based on this reflection. Lord Jesus, nothing in the world can thank you enough for going to the cross, for enduring Gethsemane and Golgotha for us. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. May we thank you with our whole lives, lives that were ransomed by you on that terrible cross and will one day be resurrected with you on that wonderful day when we will eventually see you face to face. In Jesus' name, Amen.